Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Gar Lenander. Another beautiful weekend, and spring is here.
And Bob wants us to give us our phone numbers right away.
Go ahead, Leanne.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. Leanne, the market is doing very well.
The markets did a wonderful job on Friday. In fact, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ had record closes, and the Dow did very well, too. Part of the reason for that is, number one, the Feds didn't raise the interest rates. And number two, we are seeing a lot of good things going on. And when we're looking at the fact that unemployment is down, that was a big push to say to the markets, we're doing well with the economy.
Now, we're going to continue on from what we talked a little bit about last week. We talked about planning, how important planning was. And we've got a little story to tell about a situation which we have permission from the client to talk about it. Obviously, we're not going to bring up their names, but this is something that's very near and dear to our heart because we've known these people for many, many years. And
they think it's important that you pass this along, right?
And they thought that, that kind of the word was, why don't you talk about it on the radio?
They want other people to be aware of what they went through because they think other people will run into these same situations. And they said, you know, it would be nice if other people know what we went through so that they understand that type of a situation.
And they plan.
And that was a big part of it. The fact that they planned so well, it helped their whole situation.
Now, let's give just a little bit of background. Leanne, why don't you just give a little bit of background about the situation?
This is a couple that we've known for many, many years. They don't live in this state, but we've been friends with them for many years, and we have often traveled with them. But one time, many years ago, they went to a park and a resort with some other friends, and as they're there, they went out this one night, and the next morning, when they woke up, the spouse, the husband, said a very strange thing.
He said, it's sure a good thing that I was a doctor so I could afford to be at a place like this. Well, he was no more a doctor than I am.
He was an insurance agent.
And at that point, the wife said, ooh, we got a problem.
Well, because he insisted that he was a doctor. And he thought that it was great that they had a nice home and this whole thing, and it didn't fit. And she thought, first of all, that maybe he'd had a stroke or something had happened. So they went to the local doctor, and when the local doctor talked to him, he said, no, there's another problem here. You need to go back, and you need to see your doctor and make him aware about what has been spoken and what has happened. And that's what they did.
So, consequently, he had Alzheimer's.
He went through all kinds of tests. They checked on everything. They did everything they possibly could. They started giving him the correct medication, which helped and extended his memory. But as time went on, it just got worse. And the one time we came to see him and her, because we generally see him every year, the first thing he said to me was, you know, I've got Alzheimer's. Yes, I'm aware of that. He said, let me show you what I can still do. And we
that was almost brought tears to my eyes here's a guy who was very, very successful. Mm-hmm. And now he's taking Leanne out to show her that he could water the plants.
Oh, my God.
And he was very alert, but he admitted, I have Alzheimer's and my memory's starting to go, but I can do these things yet. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards we sat down, and he also took Arwen out and showed him. And then we sat down, and he wanted to go through everything. Mm. What he said was, I need to be sure everything is set up appropriately, because he had worked very hard. The minute he had heard that he had it, and his wife was with him when he was really diagnosed, the minute he heard that, he wanted to review everything. Mm-hmm. So consequently, we went back. We saw them every year. And we saw them sometimes twice a year, and we could see what was going on with his memory. But he was very persistent in having everything in place because he had seen this kind of thing before.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunate thing was this was the thing that made it, the planning was so important because he had had clients who had gone through this.
Oh.
And so to him, man, I've got a problem, so we better make sure our ducks are in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the beneficiaries? What happens if something happens to Mama? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? They went through, they spent an entire day going through the every policy that they had, life insurance, annuities that I had written, long-term care that I had written, all this stuff to make sure that the family was taken care of.
So one of the first things he looked at was his long-term care policy, what it would pay, where it would pay. Then he looked at the income that they could have coming from, which you have mentioned there. They looked at the fact, how was their will set up? Did they have a trust? Should they have a trust? And so these are some of the planning that they did. They did have a trust. They did have a will. He had bought long-term care insurance. They had annuities. They had a pension. He wanted to be sure let us know where his pension was. He wanted to be sure that as I went through all of his assets with him, that they had the right mutual funds, that she understood. Now, you understand one thing here. She could care less about the investments.
She wouldn't sit down most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. But he was very insistent. In fact, as time went on, from the first time he had that mix-up, every time we went to see him, he would add more and more things to what we had to look at and what you had to take care of and what I had to take care of.
We became the surrogate father and mother to the family, really, because she frankly did not want to get involved for whatever reason. And so it was like, Leanne and Gar, please take us over.
Mm. And he would call during the month or the quarter when we weren't there and say, okay, now what is this doing now? Am I still in the right place? And he would make notes, and he made a list. But he wanted to be sure everything was set up. He also sat down, he and his wife sat down with the children and told them what exactly was going on and what their plans were. So everything was out in the open. Now, we did get a notice, we did get a call that he was going to have to go into the nursing home. And when that happened, he wasn't able to come out again. He was in the nursing home quite a while, and then he became very ill, and then he passed away. Now, they called us right away and told us, and then we said, do you want us to come now or afterwards? They wanted us to come after the funeral. So we went after the funeral, and we sat down with her and went through everything. And the problem that happened here, and this is something that they wanted to make people aware of, the caregiver was so busy taking care of him that she let everything go.
She took all of the forms, all the reports, threw them in a box.
Are you talking about the wife?
The wife.
Okay. She was the caregiver.
Okay.
She would not allow him to go to a home until she just could not physically take care of him anymore. Mm. And so, she literally put everything in a box.
Oh.
And
so,
we...
Leanne, Leanne spent 3 days pulling everything out and going through it. Mm. No, we don't need that, threw that away. I sat and watched television because there wasn't much I could do. Yeah. I sat there.
Well, in the beginning it was fine because he kept her and, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. But then when he couldn't, and he became more and more confused, and she tried to get somebody to come in, and they could only come in at a certain point, and then it got to the point where he had to go in. She just, to the nursing home and then into the hospital, she let everything go. So their son came over, and we did. We spent 3 days divvying it up, finding the ownership, finding all the policies that we had discussed. We had already labeled everything.
Wow.
But the caregiver is the one that we see so often that cannot
cope.
She or he cannot cope because they're so involved with the care of the individual. And that's why, since we just came back, they felt that, especially she did, that we should go ahead and tell people that these are some of the things they need to think about. They need to plan, because the planning has helped her considerably.
Right. Well, and of course.
And him, too.
But it helped you also.
Right.
Because then, even though she spent 3 days putting things in order.
Oh, man.
there was a plan. It wasn't followed very well. And because Leanne had all the investments, she knew about what was going on. But it just amazed me it took that many days to get this thing all straightened around. You can imagine what would have been if you had not been involved and you had not insisted that he put stuff together.
Well, not only that, they had seen the attorney.
And they, yes, right.
And they had a good attorney and an estate plan attorney who put everything together for them. So it was much easier that way. It just was a matter of separating out all these reports. But that made a big, big difference. So they wanted you to know planning is extremely important. And take care of your assets. Know what you've got. Know who you want your assets passed to.
Where are they? Where's the paperwork?
And you're talking about the children need to know this too, right?
The
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the children were involved with this from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They had to know it, but the children were adults.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to understand what's going on, because what can happen is the children can fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
yeah.
If there's more than a dollar.
Well, they got into a couple different arguments, but their father had already said, this is what goes here, this is what we're going to do, this is what you need to know. The daughter traveled a lot, the son was there with his family, so the daughter would come in from the outside and she wanted to know what was going on, so they had it all worked out. But it could have been a mess.
Well, it was a mess, but it could have been horrible without some planning and Leanne helping out dramatically.
So it worked out much, much better because of the planning. So we're encouraging you to think very carefully about your estate plan and plan for the future, no matter whether it's Alzheimer's, no matter if it's a disease, no matter what.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Who are your beneficiaries? Do you have long-term care insurance? Do you have beneficiaries on your life insurance? Do you have beneficiaries on your annuities?
And are they up to date?
Are they up to date? Have they been changed? Another thing, and I've yipped about this recently, your life insurance, is it going to continue to last until you die, or has interest rates destroyed that? You really need to have the company run you a current statement to see where you're at with your life insurance, because some of those policies run out. I just got involved with a couple of weeks ago with another one. This one wasn't even mine that I had written, but somebody else. He called me and said, "I think my life insurance is going to run out." And it was. You've got to keep aware of that.
And review everything with your financial planner and with your insurance agent and with your attorney. Keep everything up to date.
I know I've told this before, but when we first started traveling, Leanne put together a booklet, and she brings it out. It's a red book. She brings it out when we go, and I laughed at her, but, you know, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, if you want to call and get a copy of an inventory that you can use, give us a call at 365-5000, and we'll send it out to you.
Do that slower, Leanne.
The inventory.
Phone number.
Well, let me finish up. The inventory of all your assets is 365-5000.
And my phone number is 651-436-3997. Thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.